Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are down to the last 8 teams in the competition.
We await the drama, the twists, the turns that this competition has already provided.
Dumornay's in the box. Gebritz is there as well. And they turn this all around here, Leon. From 1-0 down to 2-1 up. And you'd have to say that's a goal that's been coming.
Chelsea control going to Stamford Bridge after this first leg. Total dominance from Emma Hayes' side. They've been a class above. So Chelsea with a 3-goal lead into the second leg of their quarter-final of the UEFA Women's Champions League.
Baltimore. Cross comes down. Could be Chiwenga. PSG will take a 2-1 lead back home.
As Barcelona look to score again. Parayuelo on the turn and they do score. It's Barcelona who finished the first leg on top.
UEFA Women's Champions League quarterfinal second leg action kicks off today. Chelsea taking on Ajax. They've got a 3-0 lead on aggregate. That match is at 4 p.m. Eastern, and Lyon will face off against Benfica. Lyon with a 2-1 lead on aggregate, but it was a tough match in leg one against that Benfica side. You can watch that one at 1:45 p.m. Eastern, and all of the action is on DAZN. Joining us now to preview these matchups and the rest of the competition is our own Lisa Carlin. Lisa, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Let's start with this Chelsea side, a comfy 3-0 lead on aggregate. How is Emma Hayes' group going to go about this second leg against Ajax?
Chelsea are looking pretty right now. Getting that 3-0 win over Ajax in leg one sets them up for success. And frankly, it sets Emma Hayes up to have a little bit more rotation in the lineup and the players that she chooses to utilize against Ajax. Chelsea is so dominant, right? They have good high pressure against their opposition. There's really quality services into the box. They attack with numbers. And Chelsea has the X factor, which is the professionalism and the desire to win because they've been in these situations before. Ajax, they've never been here before. And at times they got stretched. They looked to high press against this Chelsea side. And there were moments where they just couldn't handle the sheer numbers and overloads in the flanks that Chelsea was throwing at them. So for Emma Hayes and Chelsea, the game plan has to be the same. Score early and score often and put away your chances. Any opportunity that Chelsea gets, they have to find the back of the net as early as they can in this match.
Lisa, talk to me about where you think Barcelona are in the grand scheme of things. No one has been able to beat them all season long in all competitions, but it feels like La Liga Efe is just a bit too easy for this killer team. They won El Clásico again, handedly, and they're going up against Brann tomorrow. Where are they really? How gauge? Give me a reading on this Barcelona gauge, please.
You're exactly right, Nico. The competition that Barcelona plays in their league play isn't the highest, right? Champions League is where they're getting the most I don't know, organized and lethal threat against them. However, so many teams, when they play against Barcelona, they just sit back. They have a low block. They've got 11 players behind the ball. That's exactly what Bron did in the first leg of this. So Barcelona's game plan to break down a low block is different every game, and they have to employ that every single time they step out onto the pitch. They're not facing opposition that is attacking them and coming at them. So Barcelona's defense truly is not tested that much. Yes, they won against Bron, but Bron was able to get a goal. They were resilient. They stuck to their game plan. They attacked with numbers, and they had really good decision-making ultimately on a transition moment to get the goal on Barcelona. But right, like, you think Barcelona's defense is rarely tested, whether it's in league play or any time that they hit the pitch, because opposition just likes to sit back and force Barcelona to—they let them have the ball and force them to be really patient and try to poke and prod to get opportunities.
Nico's trying to start the European Super League Femenil. I like it. Actually, that would be exciting to watch. I'm going to ask about a different perennial winner or a former perennial winner in Olympique Lyon. They're going up against Benfica, who...
Why do you say it like a Cuban?
Olympic Leon. Diablo. I know, I understand, obviously, that they won at Benfica, but Benfica played really well. Do you think Benfica has what it takes to maybe upset Leon at home?
Of these four matchups, there are four top dogs and favorites, and of any of them, Benfica Lyon is the one that I would not be at all surprised if the underdog wins. Lyon is 8-time champions. They've got Wendy Renard back. Cascarino is back. But Benfica, as this underdog, they have a different bite. Hungry dogs run faster. And that is what we're seeing from Benfica. They had a shot off the post in the opening 7th minute in this first leg. And ultimately, they score first. It's a lazy back pass from Lyon, and Benfica is able to capitalize on it, anticipating the right moments to attack. And they had really good decision making as to when to sit back, which holes to plug, and how to move forward. And at times, Lyon looked sloppy in their buildup, and they weren't as clinical in front of goal. So yes, Alexis, hands down, if there is going to be one quote unquote upset in this Champions League quarterfinal, it is going to be Benfica. They look really good, and they won it.
Luis, we'll find out today and tomorrow, who's going to be through to the semifinals? Who do you think is going to be the last four teams remaining in the bracket?
So I would love to see a Barcelona-Chelsea semifinal. That's how the bracket shakes out, and that's probably what we're going to see moving forward. So Chelsea to get their win over Ajax, and then Barcelona to advance as well. We could potentially get an All-France semifinal as well with PSG and Lyon, but I think Benfica is going to get the win. However, will it be enough to push them over the top with goal differential and aggregate? I'm not so sure. Not so sure. So I'm going to see PSG and ultimately Lyon go through.
All right, Lisa, great stuff. All of the action kicks off today and tomorrow on DAZN and UEFA Women's Champions League action. We'll catch up with you again soon, Lisa. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.